Welcome to TAC Talks Shorts. My name is Mel Hartley from the Trainee Accreditation Council, or TAC, and today we are going to have a short talk about complying with relevant legal requirements. Before we do, I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land we are recording on, the Whadjuk people. We wish to acknowledge and respect their continuing culture and the contribution they make to the life of this city and this region. Okay, let's talk about clauses 8.5 and 8.6 of the Standards for Registered Training Organisations 2015, which state that RTOs must comply with Commonwealth, state and territory legislation and regulatory requirements relevant to its operations, and that staff and clients need to be informed of these regulatory requirements and any changes that are made that affect the services delivered. So in Western Australia, the main legislation governing vocational education and training is the Vocational Education and Training Act of 1996 and the Vocational Education and Training General Regulations of 2009. So this act sets out the framework for the delivery and the regulation of VET in WA and also outlines the roles and responsibilities of key stakeholders involved in the VET system. So under the VET Act, the key stakeholders in Western Australia in the VET system include the Minister for Training, who is responsible for setting policy direction and also overseeing the administration of the VET system in Western Australia. So next is the Department of Training and Workforce Development, which is responsible for administrating the VET Act and supporting the delivery of VET programs within the state. And we also have TAC, who is responsible for registering VET providers and accrediting courses in WA, and also for monitoring and auditing their compliance with quality standards. And lastly, we have the State Training Board, who is responsible for advising the Minister on skill needs and workforce development issues in WA. In addition to the VET Act, there are a number of other pieces of legislation that impact on VET in WA, and these include the Work Health and Safety Act 2020, the Disability Services Act 1993, and also the Equal Opportunity Act 1984. Now, these do have implications for workplace training and the delivery of VET programs. In addition to these key pieces of legislation, look, there may be other laws and regulations that are relevant to your specific business, depending on the industry you operate in and the type of products or services that you provide. For example, RTOs delivering in the maritime, nursing, rail, construction, aircraft, plumbing, and aged care industries, to just name a few, or have individual legislation requirements specific to that industry. So it is your RTO's responsibility to ensure it is aware of all relevant requirements and that staff, clients, and learners are made aware of any changes that may affect the services that you deliver. Although it would be useful, RTOs are not required to have policies or procedures in this area. RTOs could demonstrate compliance by showing how they have advised of changes to legislation or other regulatory requirements. And this could be done through publishing updates on legislation on the staff intranet, sending regular newsletters to staff and learners, or even publishing online information about the relevant changes. Now, the best place to check to see if your industry has any legislative or regulatory requirements is in the relevant training package or in their companion volumes. There is also information available in the User's Guide to the RTO Standards on the TAC website, which is wa.gov.au/TAC. And once again, thank you very much for listening to this TAC Talks Shorts on complying with relevant legal requirements.